This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, January 15. So much unbelief. Our passage comes from Mark chapter 6. Jesus left there and went to his hometown, accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were amazed. "Where did this man get these things?" they asked. "What's this wisdom that has been given him? What are these remarkable miracles he is performing? Isn't this the carpenter? Isn't this Mary's son and the brother of James, Joseph, Judas, and Simon? Aren't his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor, except in his own town, among his relatives and in his own home. He could not do any miracles there, except lay his hands on a few sick people and heal them." He was amazed at their lack of faith. Then Jesus went around, teaching from village to village. People often like stories about how ordinary people become highly successful, or even becoming royalty, like Cinderella. It's not unusual to hope for an escape from poverty, to be blessed with prosperity. But the people in Jesus' hometown didn't seem to think that way. They figured that because Jesus was born into a carpenter family, there was no way he could grow up to be the Messiah. So when Jesus healed the lame and the sick, when he calmed the storm and cast out demons, it was difficult for people who knew him growing up to imagine him as anything besides a carpenter. The trouble was that these people didn't accept Jesus' amazing teachings precisely because they thought they knew him. Period. What a danger it can be for any of us who may think we know everything about Jesus. If Jesus is already familiar enough to us, will we expect anything really great from him? Instead of the people being amazed by learning who Jesus was amazed that they had so much unbelief. Mark is suggesting that what is more amazing than faith is unbelief. Unbelief requires an exhausting amount of denial and dismissal when we're presented with all of the evidence. Pray with me. Jesus, I can be quite resistant to being impressed. Take away my doubt, my cynicism, and my not being willing to really consider what you've done for me. Forgive my unbelief, and help me to follow you. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning, or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.